Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Train Hard, Recover Smart podcast. My name is Thomas Flanagan. I am the host, and today I want to talk. Today's title of this podcast episode is "The Journey Within: Navigating Life Struggles." Today we're gonna, this is an important topic. It's something that I've been dealing with a lot these last some struggles I've been dealing with a lot, these last few years since leaving the military, dealing with struggles, dealing with transition, dealing with, just life in itself, So it's an important topic, and I want to go over it. We'll be exploring challenges that we face in fitness, mindset, and in life. And I'm going to talk about some ways that I've discovered to overcome them. And so let's get started. So struggles are an inevitable part of life. They are often a manifest of in di manifest in different areas. Like I talked about, fitness, mindset, and the overall journey of life present the unique set of obstacles. But the thing that we have to remember is these struggles can serve as a catalyst for personal growth and transformation. So today I'm going to explore some strategies to navigate these challenges so you can emerge stronger on the other side. Okay. So let's start with fitness. Fitness is, my area that, I work in. My goal, my mission, my new mission in life is I want to help service members. They're still serving to reach their true potential. And I want to help veterans not only as they transition out of the military, but after they're out, I want to help them, stay fit, stay lean, and learn from mistakes that I've made. And so with fitness struggles, many of us experience moments when motivation dwindles, progress stalls, and setbacks occur. So how can you overcome these hurdles to stay committed to your goals? All right. So first, it's crucial to set realistic goals and achievable goals. All right. Be specific about what you want to accomplish so you can break through the goals down. So you can break these goals down into smaller, manageable steps. If you go back to one of my podcast episodes, I talk about SMART goals. And that's really what I'm talking about here. Okay. This approach not only makes your goals less overwhelming, but it also provides a sense of accomplishment as you tick off each milestone. Remember, progress takes time. So we got to celebrate small little wins along the way. All right. Now, the next thing. Second, let's find some things that you enjoy doing. Experiment with different forms of exercise so you discover what resonates with you. All right. Whether it's dancing, hiking, weightlifting, or yoga. Engaging in an activity that brings you joy will increase your chances of sticking with the fitness routine. And don't forget the power of a community. Okay. Join fitness classes or find workout buddies who can provide some support and motivation and accountability. Those are really key things right there. You want to have a solid support network. You want to, have somebody that's going to hold you accountable, you want somebody that's gonna, when I say support you want somebody that's gonna eat the food that you're gonna eat, okay? Do the workouts with you, all right? Someone that's gonna slap the hamburger out of your hand and tell you to go to the gym. You don't want somebody who's just gonna be a cheerleader on the side saying, "Yay, go," while they're eating a whole piece of pizza in front of you. All right. So again, find some stuff that resonates with you. Do things that you enjoy doing, all right? And have a solid support group, someone, people to motivate you, people to hold accountable, all right? So with the fitness, again, to get over the lack of motivation, get past the plateaus of progress stalling and setbacks. Setbacks, can be anything, injuries, life. We all get busy, right? But getting over those hurdles by setting small, obtainable goals And finding things that you like to do and having a solid support network that's going to hold you accountable. Okay. Those are the keys to get over, the struggles of getting to your fitness goals. All right. So now let's talk about, let's focus on mindset. Mindset is a big thing in the fitness world right now. Everybody's talking about mindset. Okay. What mindset is? And when we struggle with mindset, it's often our thoughts, belief, attitudes play a significant role in shaping your reality. Negative thoughts, self-doubt, limiting beliefs can hinder our progress and prevent us from reaching our full potential. All right. And right now, this is the area that I have been struggling with for the last 3, 4 months is self-doubt. I closed my gym back in October of 2022, switched to doing online. I did keep a couple in-person clients. And, no matter what I do, I just can't, I don't see any progress in my online fitness company. So now I'm doubting myself. Am I good enough? Is this going to get easier? What do I gotta, all that negativity has been bringing me down for the last 3, 4 months. And really, it's been hitting me pretty hard these last 2, 3 weeks. Okay. I've been doubting my skill as a trainer, as a motivator, as a coach, whatever. I've been doubting myself. So some things that I've started doing is I've started to become aware of my thought patterns. I noticed that negative self-talk and limiting beliefs that arise. And then I challenge them. I ask myself, is this belief rooted in truth or is it holding me back? Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations and reframe your mindset. Embrace a growth mindset. If you listen to the episode where I interviewed Mike DiGesso, we talk a lot about this. Okay. You want to embrace that growth mindset where you see challenges as opportunities to grow rather than roadblocks. Surround yourself with positive influences, books, podcasts, and inspiring individuals who can uplift and motivate you on your journey. I read a lot of self-improvement books, business, and let me go back. I listen to a lot of self-improvement books, a lot of business books. I listen to a lot of podcasts. A few that I listen to, I listen to Mike Dolce. He's a renowned MMA nutritionist. Who else I listen to? Andy Frisella, the owner of the CEO of First Form. That man is awesome. He knows a lot. He speaks the truth. So I listen to those, and I try. I've been working toward being aware when negativity comes in, and I try to reframe it to where it becomes that growth. It's just another step on the rung to get where I need to be. Okay. And then now let's talk about, with mindset again, you want to be aware of your negative. You want to be aware of the negativity, negative th thoughts and limiting beliefs. And just change them around. Think about it. Is this a belief rooted in truth or is it holding me back? Okay. So the next thing, let's explore how to navigate the struggles we encounter in various areas of life, relationships, career, personal goals. These facets of life can bring their fair share of challenges. So how can we maintain resilience and navigate these difficulties? One key strategy is cultivate a self-care and self-compassion. Okay. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Engage in hobbies, practice mindfulness, prioritize rest and relaxation, and seek support from loved ones or professionals when needed. It's also important that we develop a clear vision of what you want to achieve in these areas of life and break down your goals into actionable steps. Remember, setbacks are part of the journey, but with resiliency and determination, you can overcome them and keep moving forward. Okay. So, talk about life struggles, career-wise. When I got out, the gym was supposed to be the next chapter. My personal goals was to make that big, and it didn't. It failed. Failed for many reasons, and I did a whole episode on the rise and fall of accountable fitness and how that went. My personal goals, my personal goals don't involve money. I just want to make enough to live comfortably. That's it. My personal goal is I want to change as many lives as I can, by teaching people how to get to their goals and not make the same mistakes that I made. Relationships. Yeah, you don't want my advice on that topic. I left the military, lost my identity, and now have been separated for 5 years. So we'll just leave it at that. But again, when it comes to getting past the struggles within life, goes back to set, give yourself, everything that you need to take care of you. Okay. I wish there was a lot. I wish somebody had gone over this with me years ago, that self-care meant more than just, taking care of my body. You got to take care of you. All right. So, you got to prioritize, you got to have, you just got to prioritize your hobbies, do things for you. Okay. Take time to take care of you. All right. Rest. You can't function on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. Okay. Your body needs to recharge. Your body needs to do everything it needs to do, to regain and be able to go through life without, too many struggles. Okay. Rest, relaxation, again, I just talk about take care of you. And don't feel bad if you have to seek help. Not just have, not just talking to, friends and stuff like that. If you need to get help, get help. You need to talk to people. You need to make sure that you're not holding in as much negative thoughts. If you're having a hard time with that, you need to seek professional. Okay. And again, this, when getting through life, you want to break it down again into small, actionable steps, and that goes back to your fitness goals. You want to set SMART goals. Okay. Now, I talked about a lot of things, and I want to leave you with some actionable steps you can take starting today to navigate your struggles and fitness mindset in life. Okay. First, identify your specific struggles, write them down. Be honest with yourself about what you're facing. Okay. If you're not honest with yourself, then you can't be honest with anybody. All right. You have to be able to look yourself in the mirror every day and, tell yourself, yes, I gave today everything I got. I've told my kids numerous times, there's only three people on this planet that you have to impress, and two of us don't count. The only people they have to impress is themselves, their mother, their father. And really, mom and dad don't count, because we'll support whatever you do because of my unconditional love. All right. So you got to be honest with yourself. Second, set realistic, actionable goals that align with your desires. Break them down into smaller steps to make progress more achievable. Okay. Just goes back to SMART goals. If you need to hear in depth about that, just go back to the episode where I went over SMART goals. Okay. Third, seek out resources that can provide guidance and support. Okay. Read books, listen to podcasts, join online communities, or even get professional help can offer valuable insights and strategies. You may be struggling with something, but not know how to get through it. If you talk to a professional, they can give you other ways to not just cope with it, but how to conquer any struggle that you have, okay? Be it either with your mindset, going through life changes, or fitness. There's a professional for each one of those areas that can help you, okay? And finally, remember to be kind to yourself throughout the process. Celebrate every achievement, no matter how small. Practice self-compassion as you navigate the ups and downs on this journey. All right. So let's just recap real quick. Okay. When it comes to fitness, the biggest thing is, we got to set goals that are obtainable. Okay. Things that we can do. Saying, hey, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a month. That's not realistic. That isn't. But can I lose 50 pounds in a year? Can I lose 50 pounds in 10 months? Yes, that is realistic. All right. So if you want to lose 50 pounds in 10 months, that means I got to lose 5 pounds a month. All right. So I just broke it down to I've got to hit 5 pounds every month. Is that achievable? Yes. Okay. And then every month you can celebrate. All right, I lost my 5 pounds. On to the next. Okay. That's how you get past your fitness struggles. And with the fitness, doing stuff that you like to do is key. Because if you don't like doing it, you're not going to stick with it. So, whether it's dancing, hiking, weightlifting, yoga, whatever. Me personally, I have a support dog. Me and him do 3 walks a day. If you follow me on Instagram, you see my stories. I always post the results for my walk. We do anywhere from 18 to 45 minutes. So far this month, we're averaging 3 miles a day. We like walking. I also go to the gym 3 days a week, and I lift. Because one of my goals this year, oh, excuse me. One of my goals this year is I want to hit the 1,000 pound club at 40 by at 47. Last time I hit the 1,000 pound club, I was in my 20s. So I want to hit it in my four at 47. Okay. So I have a program I run that I've been running for the last 2 months. And my first time out with my one rep max, it was 885 pounds, I think, was my total between my squat, my bench, and my deadlift. I enjoy it. It helps clear my head because now I'm just focused on moving the weight. I'm not focused on the BS that's going on outside of the gym. I clear my mind, I focus on what I'm doing, and I go. When I go on my walks, I put a podcast on, I put an audiobook on, and I just listen to that while I walk. Put out all the other distractions in life, and that's what I do. I enjoy them. I have fun with them. And, do I have a support network? Yes, everybody that follows me, anybody that likes my posts and says, hey, great job. They like my stories. That is my support. Accountability, I hold myself accountable right now. If anybody wants to volunteer to be my accountability buddy, let me know. When it comes to your mindset, and again, this is one I struggle with, the negative thoughts, the self-doubt, the limiting beliefs. They've been holding me back and I know it, right? And I've been practicing to take the negative thoughts and turn them to positive affirmations, and slowly switching my mindset from negative to a growth mindset. And then with life, with life has its ups and downs. We all know that, The biggest thing is that, and this is something I've been doing for a while now, is I prioritize myself over other things. My self-care, my meditation, my sleep schedule, everything is laid out. There is no, going to bed at 11 o'clock at night and getting up at 4 a.m. No, I don't do that anymore. Okay. Because it doesn't help. But what I do is I have, I set time, I know I shoot to sleep from 6 to 8 hours a night. Okay. I know that's what I need. Relaxation. I take a day off every week. I do. I take a day off. I don't engage with any of my clients. I don't do much. I just kind of go about doing whatever I want. Hobbies. One of my hobbies I'm getting into is just cooking. I like it. And cooking real food helps with my fitness goals. All right. So with life struggles, take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Okay. So that was kind of a quick wrap up on today's episode of The Journey Within, Navigating Life Struggles. I hope that you found today's episode valuable, and that the insights I gave you helped empowered you to overcome your fitness mindset and life struggle. Remember, you're capable of achieving greatness. All right. Remember that. You can be and do whatever you want. All right. You are the only one that can get you out of wherever you're at. Is there people that throw you a lifeline? Yes. And I tell you right now, use them. All right. But again, the only person coming to save you is you. You got you there. You get yourself out. Okay. But use your support network. Use professionals out there that can help you navigate your way out of the hole that you've dug. Trust me, I'm there. I'm doing it. I'm working it. And that's all I can tell you is that utilize everything that you can to help you, but you have to do the work. All right. So I just want to say thanks. Again, I hope today's episode, you've got something out of it. And hope you enjoyed it. If you like it, please share it with a friend. Leave me a review. This is on all different platforms. For podcasts, the video of me just talking into the webcam is on our YouTube channel. All right. Leave a comment, leave a review. All right. If you're struggling with your fitness or your mindset, hit me up. I'll give you some ideas. All right. And, help support the show. If you donate to the show, that money is going to go to a veteran organization to help a veteran or a service member that's struggling. Okay. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe. I've been putting out an episode every week now for the last couple months. All right. If there's a topic you want me to talk about, leave it in a comment or shoot me an email at tnrfitness@tnrfit.com. All right. Shoot me an email, comment on the video, comment on the podcast if there's a topic you want me to talk about. Okay. And again, no matter what you're going through, it's not that bad. All right. It's not. All right. So stay tuned. A new episode will probably be out next Friday or Saturday. Again, I try to do one every week. But stay tuned. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing next week, kind of what the next topic's going to be. But I think I'm going to kind of stick on this. Getting through struggles, maybe I'll go a little more in depth on some other areas and other techniques to help you. Wow, I don't know why I'm yawning. But again, help support the show, subscribe to it, leave a comment, leave a like, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give it a thumbs up, leave a comment. All right. So again, this has been an episode of the Train Hard, Recover Smart podcast. As always, be better than you were yesterday. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good day and enjoy Memorial Day. That's on Monday. Remember all the service members and their families that are still deployed. And Memorial Day is all about the ones that paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we have. So make sure that you remember them this weekend.